Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Imam and an Islamic State finance minister also responsible for the terror group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Imam's death.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Imam.
Carter also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgium prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris, suspected of plotting a new attack. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attack.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Secretary Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. An investigation into two prominent Egyptian activists has renewed concerns about the ability of human rights groups to operate under the Sisi government. Hossam Bagat and Gamil Eid are banned from traveling abroad and assessing their assets until an April 20th hearing into whether they illegally accepted foreign funding. This is VOA News. In Iraq, at least 29 people were killed, 60 others wounded. It happened Friday in a suicide bomber attack. Suicide bomber blew himself up at a soccer stadium south of Baghdad. No one claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around the capital. Also in Iraq, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protest if Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi does not enact government reforms needed to address corruption, cronyism within the government. Sadr's followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Indonesian officials say Australia is not doing enough to help refugees in the Asia-Pacific region. That story now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
It's been almost a year since hundreds of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh died in the Andaman Sea west of Thailand as they fled persecution. Thousands more ended up in Indonesia, where authorities say they've not been able to cope and believe Australia has been unwilling to help. At issue is Canberra's controversial closed borders policy called Operation Sovereign Borders, where Australian patrols tow or turn back asylum seeker vessels that approach its northern territorial waters. Passengers on migrant boats that manage to evade interception are transported to offshore processing camps run by Australia in Papua New Guinea and the tiny island of Nauru. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Tens of thousands of Rolling Stones fans streamed into a sports complex in Havana, Cuba for a free concert Friday night. Stones arrived in Havana Thursday and Mick Jagger immediately told reporters he and his bandmates were excited about being in Cuba.
Time changes everything, and so we're very pleased to be here, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show. We better get ready, get our set list together. I think it's great. We're very pleased to be here.
Yeah, it was a big show. 500,000 people gathered there. For many years, the Rolling Stones music was banned in Cuba because it was thought to be subversive. And Earth, not the only planet in the solar system with northern lights, according to a new study. Jupiter, it turns out, also has a similar phenomenon. Researchers say this is the first time that Jupiter's aurora borealis has been examined thanks to a giant solar storm that hit the planet. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1 as we investigate a style of jazz known as hard bop. It followed bebop and ushered in a whole new wave of jazz. In the 1950s, after bebop had been around for over a decade, some of the artists who'd been playing in the bebop era decided they wanted to stretch out a little bit more, maybe with longer songs, more investigation of the soulful, gospel, bluesy side of things, with less structure and more improvisation in a long form. Also, a different sort of rhythm, maybe just a little bit more of a looser rhythm with more of an emphasis on the drums and the bass as opposed to the lead instruments, with a less hard edge, even though the music was known as hard bop. It's still around even today, and we'll investigate not only some of the early examples of what became known as hard bop, but some of the latest artists who've also carried on in that tradition. Now, this music was swinging music, just like bebop. And by that I mean that in a 4-4 time, the emphasis would be on the first and third beats in the measure. Therefore, swinging in a traditional style. But the feel and the compositions a little bit different. And the bands, well, quite often, instead of being led by a saxophone player or a trumpet player or a piano player, were led by a drummer. And in the estimation of many people, the innovator who brought on hard bop more than anybody else, Art Blakey and his band, the Jazz Messengers. Let's enjoy some of their classic hard bop work from the album Buhaina's Delight. That was Art Blakey's nickname, Buhaina. Here's the piece entitled Backstage Sally to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Every morning, find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blue. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening, find me moaning. 'Cause of all the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. 'Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. 'Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief. Well, I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. 'Cause of all of the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning.
Well, there was no way in the world I was going to give you a salute to the hard bop era without playing for you the anthem of the era, the song Moanin' from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. That was Paul Zauner's Blue Brass with vocalist Gregory Porter doing the song Moanin' from the album just from a year or so ago called Great Voices of Harlem. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, let's go to the Club Kitano in Midtown Manhattan right on Park Avenue and talk to one of the gentlemen who's carrying on the tradition of hard bop in this day and age. He is the master pianist George Cables. We'll hear some of his latest work after we speak with him here on VOA's Jazz America. Mr. George Cables playing at Kitano in his hometown, another beautiful jazz club in New York City, and there is no substitute for being from New York, is there, Mr. Cables?
Well, no. I mean, if you're from New York, it's great, but wherever you're from, you know, it's that's good, and New York has so much to offer. You know, growing up in New York has been great because I got the opportunity to hear so many great musicians right in my backyard.
Well, you are now one of those great musicians from right here in New York, and you did a wonderful set here tonight at Kitano, filled with classic songs and some of your own, too, just like the list of songs on In Good Company, your newest release, and bless you for doing Mr. Anana Mouse. That is my favorite cut on this album.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to play here. And, you know, it's something, you know, like playing whatever I play, and I think whatever anybody plays, it's really important that they make that song their own, whether they wrote it or rewrote it.
I'm doing a special on my Voice of America show about hard bop, and I know that classifications don't mean as much to musicians as it does to folks like me and people that put them in the right part of the record store or whatever the case may be. But you have been called part of the hard bop movement, if you will, having played with Art Blakey, one of the masters of the style. What do you think about that term hard bop and what it means?
I don't have much thought about it, but I'm just glad to be mentioned in the company of guys who play that music, and I'm happy to play the music that I'm playing now. I, like you say, I don't think much about classifications other than I'm playing jazz.
All right, well, here's a little bit deeper into that. Now, you're known to have played with a lot of great West Coast players, Art Pepper, Dexter Gordon when he was out there, and the Wizard of Montara, Bobby Hutcherson. So some folks say that cool jazz happened, West Coast style, and then hard bop was the East Coast answer. Is there any validity to that at all?
Well, you know, there are different points of view, and of course sometimes the region that you're in may will have something to do with, and your environment will have something to do with how you play and the concept of playing. So there's something to do with that, but you can hear the difference in some of the concepts, you know, maybe especially when it comes to Art Pepper and Bud Shank and guys like that. Mm. But then Bobby Hutcherson, to me, has more of an East Coast mm-hmm. philosophy as far mm-hmm. as his energy. Mm-hmm. Dexter has more of that East Coast thing because mm-hmm. he grew up there, but he lived there. I mean, it's a way where it's a thing. And, you know, some people describe that, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. I just think about the music that I like.
You've been spending a lot of time practicing, I know that. You do more with your left hand than most people do with their left, right, and both of their feet. Listen, George Cables, thank you so much. I could go on talking to you forever. I'd rather just listen to you play. Go do some of that, sir.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Great to see
thank
you.
Thank you.
Here's George Cables from In Good Company, his latest on Jazz America from VOA 1. I'd call that a journey to the mystical, exotic side of jazz with the title cut from the 1971 release, Journey in Satchidananda, from Alice Coltrane, the wife of John Coltrane. More of the married couples making jazz at a high level together coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I started listening to Willis Conover in the 1960s from London as a student, and I listen now in Johannesburg, South Africa. And he goes on to say he would like to hear one of his favorites from Sonny Rollins, Chris Glure from Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, Mr. Glure, it would be my pleasure to give you one of the classics of all time. What say we go back to 1956? I'm sure that Willis Conover played this song a number of times, and I'll do the same. Here's St. Thomas, one of Sonny Rollins' most famous songs, with Tommy Flanagan on the piano and Max Roach on the drums, from the classic album from the mid-50s, Saxophone Colossus, on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
Cool, the name of that song. On piano, Ileana Elias. On vocals, Ileana Elias. And on bass, her husband and musical collaborator, Mark Johnson. I hope you enjoyed that from their album Light My Fire from just a few years ago. This is Russ Davis here on VOA's Jazz America. And when that album was released, the duo of the husband-wife team of Mark Johnson and Ileana Elias performed that song and others in an in-store presentation in Lower Manhattan here in New York City, my home base, and I had a chance to attend that event and have this conversation with them about the album they had just released. Let me bring in Mark Johnson just for a second, and we can all talk together on this if you don't mind. But Mark, give me some thoughts about where Ileana is at this point in her career. I know you and I were mentioning before I turned on this recorder that this is as fine a work as she's done, and she's really on her game.
Well, I think so too. This is the best record I think she's ever made. And it is a culmination of a turn that she made in her career a few years back to start singing. And I think this is, again, another representation of her best work. She's such an amazing artist, not as a great pianist, a composer, an arranger, and vocalist, And her interpretation of these songs is wonderful, and she's a really creative genius. And I think it all just came together. It was a perfect proportion of material on this album, and just hit the right balance with every production detail, and it's just incredible. I think it's an amazing album. I'm so happy and proud to be a part of it, and along for the ride.
It's pretty nice to have someone along for the ride who can play like Mark Johnson can too, right?
Well, you know, there's no one, not because he's here, not because we've been working together all these years. I have to say that what Mark, I mean, there's no one in this planet that can do what Mark does. I mean, yeah, really.
And after the release of Light My Fire came their collaborative effort Swept Away. And from that, here's a song entitled 1001 Nights. Ileana Elias with Mark Johnson on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Mark Johnson and Ileana Elias, and now, let's remember fondly the great Sarah Vaughan, born on the 27th of March in 1924.
What I always hear when you sigh. Never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. There's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby a birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
One of the up-and-coming young pianists in jazz today, preceded by one of the legends of jazz, Sarah Vaughan. The gentleman you just heard playing piano, Aaron Deal, from his Space Time Continuum album with Broadway Boogie Woogie. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Jazz America, and I hope you'll join me next time. If you'd like to join in on the 73rd birthday celebration of one of the most accomplished and popular guitarists in all of jazz history, Larry Coryell turned 73 on the 2nd of April, and we'll celebrate his birthday and his wonderful work on the next Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.